America, happy 200th. The Liberty Bell rings in seconds. This is your good neighbor to the Northwest, WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul at 8:30. The time, 1 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Bob Schieffer reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The centennial bells in Philadelphia ringing, cued by President Ford tolling a smaller bell aboard the carrier USS Forrestal in New York Harbor, where Operation Sail is underway. Those bells and millions of others like them across the country are ringing at this very minute to commemorate the bicentennial. The collective bell ringing will go on for a full 2 minutes to mark the 200 years of America's existence. President Ford is aboard the Forrestal to review Operation Sail and the International Naval Review, the largest gathering of ships in history. Earlier in the day, the president attended ceremonies at Valley Forge in Philadelphia, where he said justice and peace abroad depend on the peace and justice we create in the United States.
As we begin our third century, there is still so much to be done. We must increase the independence of the individual and the opportunity of all Americans to attain their full potential. We must ensure each citizen's right to privacy. We must create a more beautiful America, making human works conform to the harmony of nature. We must develop a safer society, so ordered that happiness may be pursued without fear of crime or man-made hazards.
My sincere wish is that this bicentennial meeting should be for our two countries, for the United States and for France, a festival of liberty. That principle of democratic liberty that will, if we have the determination, will continue to shape the destiny of the world. Long live the United States and the great people of America.
Mr. President, the British and American people are as close today as two peoples have ever been. We see you as our strong and trusted friend, and we believe that you in turn will find us as ready as ever to bear our full share in defending the values in which we both believe. In the next century and a half, we kept more closely to the principles of Magna Carta, which have been the common heritage of both our countries. We learned to respect the right of others to govern themselves in their own ways. This was the outcome of experience learned the hard way in 1776.
Pope Paul sent bicentennial greetings to the United States today, in which he expressed hope America would always be one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. The pontiff spoke to members of the 100-voice Bel Canto Choir from Milwaukee, which sang at Mass in St. Peter's and later in St. Peter's Square. "We are happy," said the Pope, "to have you, especially on the bicentennial anniversary and July 4th. Today for us, you represent all the people of the United States. Through you, we send our greetings and blessings to your country. May America always be one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all." Peter Kalischer, CBS News, Rome.
In Ireland, we look back over 1,000 years and more to the work of St. Patrick and those who followed him, who kept alighting Europe during the centuries of the Dark Ages, the torch of civilization. They were men of peace in times of violence. Their principles of freedom, justice, and truth are part of our heritage.
Tonight we commemorate the vision, the courage, and the sacrifice of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. Our founding fathers clearly enunciated the inseparability of political freedom, economic freedom, and religious freedom. They fought to achieve these freedoms and created our unique political structure to give them practical effect.
Seen your children squabble like Lincoln, Grant, and Lee. But brother fighting brother's not the way it's meant to be. If they can keep it all together, now they're gonna keep you free from your mountains to the shore. So let us toast to your 200 years of life and drink to 1,000 more. Oh, only glory and blood, you were battle born. Your pride's been tattered, your flag's been torn, but you're still a Yankee Doodle Dandy character. Woo! Happy birthday, America!
The night of July 4th brought the bicentennial climax with an explosion of fireworks all across our land. Now, we were 200 years old, and with a bang. In fact, tens and tens of thousands of them. Captain Jay Seiler of Eastern Airlines flew the New York to Washington route that historic night.
There were displays of fireworks all the way from New York, and that includes the New York airport area all the way down to Washington. You